Derek Warren here in studio with Sheriff Paul Coons. Thanks for joining me again today.
Oh, you bet, Derek. I enjoy coming up here. You know that.
Yeah, and we got a real nice topic to talk about today. It's about Deputy Dale again. We talked about him about a year and a half ago or so, just after he had started. And he made an immediate impact then, and I'm sure that impact is just as good today, if not more so, because he's getting acclimated with everybody, and he's always a ray of sunshine wherever he goes.
Well, I think that's right. I made this joke a long time ago, but it was a good thing he couldn't run for sheriff or wasn't around with last time I ran. I'm pretty sure he could have beat me. Everybody loves Dale, and we put if sometimes when something happens or for whatever reason, if we put him on Facebook, those are always some of our biggest hits, you know, biggest views. Yeah. People like to see Dale. And I've got a lot of funny stories on Dale, too. Maybe this is not, you know, something you would ask about, but it is funny. His and my relationship is sort of funny. I think when he first came, you know, I really liked him. And maybe he was my favorite deputy. I'm not his favorite person at the office, though. We'll clear that up right now. our office deputy that sits in the front office, Marnie, that is Dale's best friend when he's at the office. And, you know, it's not hard to figure out because she buys him toys.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, has snacks. She takes him out when he needs to go. If he's at the office for any extended time, she'll take him out and, you know, make a loop around the old courthouse so he can get outside and take a break. So, yeah, he just loves her. But she was gone the other day. You know, so he was my friend a little bit then. But it's funny, when he comes in the office, after he gets to see his best friend, he will walk down the hallway and stand and look in the little slotted window of my door. If I'm not there, he'll just stand there and stare for a while because he knows I have treats too.
Ah, okay.
So, and if my door's open, he just walks in, walks around the side of my desk and stands there and stares at me. And if I will turn around and get a treat out of the drawer, he's pretty excited. He's my friend, but as soon as the treats are gone, you know, I'm out of money, he's out of time, you know, off he goes. So that's sort of funny, but hey, you know, I enjoy seeing him, and that is a big thing he does, part of his work. When he's with Deputy Gruel, you know, for some reason, it just makes people happy to see him. And the kids will, you know, talk to Chris and come up and, you know, want to see Dale. And we use this term a lot, but it's an icebreaker. And people are just different around Dale.
Yeah, you get a little dog like that. It's the easiest thing to break the ice is having an animal there. And he's a really nice dog from what I've seen, too.
Well, he's cute.
Easygoing.
He's cute. He's a cute little rascal, you know, sort of short legs and big eyes. And, yeah, he gets a lot of attention. But, you know, he has had training, and part of that is his demeanor and how he minds and how, you know, how he holds himself. You know, it has
patience.
To be a certain way. And, yes, and he has to be safe, you know, around people and all the little kids because, you know, everybody runs up to him and wants to give him attention. So, you know, he has to have those traits, and he did go through training. So he's not just a dog we drag around. I mean, he has a purpose, and I've seen it work before, and he comforts people just with his presence.
Yeah, that's great to hear, too, because that can make all the difference if you're trying to bridge a gap somewhere. Just have Dale come in and kind of, like you say, an icebreaker, and it just helps everybody all around, makes the job easier.
Yes, and we, you know, we didn't invent this. When I first saw it was Donna Rulo had a therapy dog, and she brought it to the courthouse.
Okay.
For, and they asked me about this. They wanted to do this, bring a dog into the courthouse. And first, at the very beginning, I was against it. because we have had people that want to bring support. You know, I say that in quotation, support animals in that are like, you know, snakes or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'm just, it's disruptive. I'm just not, you know, wasn't in favor of it.
A bit too exotic?
Well, you know, it's, I just didn't make sense to me. Now, you know, am I an expert in the field? No, but that just didn't make sense to me. So I was afraid if we started, you know, bringing a dog in or an animal in, it would lead to something else. So I was not in favor, but boy, I was wrong, you know, that because we had a large trial with several young people, children that had to testify about, you know, hard things and things they should have never seen. And the dog was very instrumental in being able to make those kids feel it more at home with, like, were while they were waiting, and it, you know, they would interact and talk to the dog before, you know, easier than they would a grown police officer or someone else. So that was you know, I had changed my mind because Tom Webb at the city had asked me, he was a detective then, he's now the deputy chief, but he had asked me to reconsider and told me why, and I'm sure glad I did, because I saw how beneficial a dog like that in that role can be.
It seems so simple just to bring a dog in and help, but it makes all the difference. Like you said, with kids that may not be, maybe a little inexperienced and on edge in a situation like that.
Oh, yeah, and scared.
Yeah, but they can be intimidated by a normal police officer, even if they're not trying to be intimidating. It's just the demeanor and the badge itself kind of makes it a little bit intimidating to some kids.
Well, sure, so. And that goes with, you know, I think children maybe more so. That goes with everybody, you know. That's just like me. When I'm driving down the road and see a squad car, the first thing I do is slow down and put my foot on the brake, even if I'm driving a squad car, because, you know, I mean, that's just how it is. But like a dog like Dale is different. And why weren't we, maybe we were, why weren't we doing this 20 years ago, you know? That's what I, once I saw it work, I thought, my gosh, we should have been doing this a long time ago. And Dale, I mean, he is, you know, extra work. So his handler, Chris, has got to take care of him, Deputy Gruel. But I think that, well, I know Dale lives with his family and is part of his family. So, you know, it is work and there is some expense, but I think it's paid us back many times over. You know, the dog, it didn't cost us anything, and we went over this when he first came here, but Dale was actually a stray off the street.
Really? Oh, wow.
So they don't know exactly what kind of dog he is.
A terrier of some kind, I know that.
Well, he's got to have some poodle because he doesn't shed, you know, and he has to be clipped, you know, has to have haircuts. But I know when they got him, they said that he was a terrible mess. You know, he has to have haircuts because he doesn't shed and his hair was long and matted down. You know, he looked pretty rough. But they trimmed him up, and how they train him, I think this is interesting also. I think it's the Broward County has this program, and their county inmates train the dogs. And then a handler comes in and spends a week in training with the dog before he's sent home. So really, that's all Dale cost us was a trip to Florida and a week to train with him. So, you know, that was great too. We don't have a lot of money in this program. Not a lot of tax dollars, you know, are used in it, but it's been good for our office, I think. It also, I think, a little bit, you know, it sort of changes the public perception of our office, too, of who we are. You know, hey, we're not just about, you know, the big, scary not that they're big and scary, but the scary patrol dogs that bark when you walk by the squad
the canine,
car.
Yeah,
they scare me every time, you know. What's bad, they've got tinted windows, you know, to keep them cooler. And my dog learned this. I had a canine, was a canine handler years and years ago, but since the windows were tinted, people would come up to the car and put their face against it to try to see in. Because, you know, the car says on it, caution canine, so they got to go look.
Yeah, right.
And he would hold his bark until they got right up to the window. And then he would explode in there and bark and carry on. And that made people jump, which I think he found great pleasure in that. Which, when I walk by a canine squad car and they bark at me, I still jump. So, I guess they got to have a little fun. But
they're very loud barks, though.
Yes. Well, and back to my point, though, you know, we're not just about the patrol dogs and the drug dogs. You know, when they see Dale or pictures, you know, of us and Dale is there, or our recruitment video, Dale is in it. It gives it maybe a little bit different impression of what we do and who we are.
It gives a human factor to it, and like humanity, and
And that's a big thing because, you know, that's the I don't know. I'm not articulate enough, maybe, to say this correctly, but that's a big thing about racism, bigotry, and hatred is you dehumanize people, you know, and then discriminate against them. And there are people that see the police that way, you know, that they don't like the police. And, you know, maybe they had a bad experience. And I think there are times when we earn that reputation. You know, I think back over my 30-some years as a police officer. But Dale puts forth maybe a little different image, you know, who we are and what we do. So I really like that about him.
Yeah, well, he's been a godsend to you, and it seems like he's had a really positive impact on the community as well. So it's great to see it, and it's only been, a year and a half tops?
December of 2023 is when he came.
Okay, so it's been almost 3 years now.
Wow. It's been longer than we think. And I probably shouldn't mention this, but I was looking at some old pictures before I came up here. And Dale is getting a little heavier than he was when he came here.
Life is good, huh?
Well, that's the only way he likes me is if I have a treat in my hand. So every time he comes down the hall, or every day he comes down the hall, he gets one for me because then I get to talk to him and see him. But it is funny. When the treats are gone, hey, I got other places to go, and off he goes.
That brings up the question. You say he was trained very well, and maybe he's trained you guys a little bit now, too.
Yeah, he does have me trained, probably. That's right. You know, and I try to sneak him because I'm not his handler, you know, and I don't have that authority over him, but that's the only way he'll be my friend.
Transactional.
It is a little bit, but hey, it's okay. I still like to see Dale.
And that's classic dog, though. They always want a treat, always. They're always hungry.
Yeah.
All right. Again, it's great to hear about how the progress he's made with the community and everything, and how he's had a positive impact. So thanks for talking about it.
Well, and I appreciate it. I enjoy talking about it because it's fun. I mean, we're still tough on crime. We still do the patrol work. We're still out there every night. So don't think that we've gotten away from that. But this is a fun aspect of our office too.
It adds an aspect to it that you didn't really think about before, and it's made a whole lot of good
from it. I agree. Thank you.